Rabbi Yisrael, we left off yesterday with the halacha that I want to hold him again. The chazik is a very important halacha. If somebody has, Rabbi Yisrael, if somebody has in front of him, guys, please. If somebody has in front of him a fruit and a vegetable, Mori comes to the door. Toyah, he wants to learn Toyah, but he shall have a
Toyah,
And that was, Woody, sit down, let's go. Danny, sit down.
Okay,
wait a second. When we have a plate in front of us, of fruit and vegetable, we have our dollar and our eights, who wins? Wrong. Rabbi Zai. Habib. But this halacha is not known in Klal Yisrael. I spoke today to a big Talmud Chacham. I was sitting next to him and we were discussing Tu Bishvat. We were discussing not for the lovers of Tachan, Rabbi Yisrael. There was no Tachan tomorrow, right? Over Be'etzem, we were discussing following Shaila. I said to him, I said to him, my eights and Adol, who wins? He said to me, your eights. I said, you're wrong. I said, what do you mean? I said, what do you mean? I pulled out Shulchan Aruch. He was shocked. I said, no, you're not even a height because the Shulchan Aruch paskens. If you have in front of you two items and they're not the same bracha, one of them is a double, one of them is an eight, yeah? You do not, Mori.
Marple.
You do not go basa ha'eitz. It goes basa chobit. What does chobit mean? What I always like. I mean, if I love bananas more than anything else, I will make a hadoma on the bananas part. Why? Because I want to eat both, and the bananas is more chobit, and then the banana wins. Okay, boys, guys. There is a very important halacha also in Hilchos Kedimas Brachas, and that's like this. When we discussed one time, the halacha is for ice cream cones. So one of the brachim raised a very interesting shaila. When you have two things in front of you, and you're going to eat both of them. For example, you have an ice cream and an ice cream cone, and you like the cone, you're going to make a shahakol on the ice cream and have a place on the cone. Soup, whatever it may be, right? Are you free to tell them, Rabbi Yisrael, bring me in the mezonos now because it comes first? The answer is no. Why not, Danny?
It's not.
Very good. I don't have to change the state of eating. If I eat the ice cream before the cone, I'm not mechuyav to say, no, mezonos comes first. Let's eat the cone first.
What did you say about croutons again?
If you know that the first course is adoma, the second course is going to be mezonos, say, no, mezonos wins. Yes.
So what happens?
I'm going to make a mezonos from those croutons.
You don't make mezonos.
Yeah, you do.
If you washing before.
Aye, aye, aye! 9:30, Tuesday, Wednesday morning. Join us. Right up. That might sound right. It's an ick of a topic for that. It's an ick of a topic. Whether or not it's topical to the soup. We'll get to another time.
It's not a fight.
It's not topical. It could be a shite. It depends on your brain.
It's not the episode before, and then you eat the soup.
What's that? We'll get to another shite.
There's no
time to the crouton. Let's see about the shite, whether the crouton is homogenous or not. I'm going to make him lasagna some crackers in a minute. Right now I'm eating cantaloupe. So I know that lasagna always wins. I'm not a chuyad to tell me, bring out the lasagna now. Why? Because right now we're all eating lasagna. The maid is the same as ice cream cone. That's why you don't have to make him lasagna first. That's why you have to make cantaloupe first. Even though I don't, I'm going to lasagna. Okay, so I'm always done. Is this clear? When I have, okay, let's go again. I have in front of me two fruits. Right? Two fruits. A grape and an apple. Who wins? No, here we go, because they're both the same. I don't know. Shiva Samini wins. Shiva Samini wins.
Why?
Min Shivadim. Min Shivadim. But the Etzim Azari. Same bracha, Shiva Samini. Different bracha. What's that bracha?
What happened?
Different bracha. Who wins? Chavid. Chavid, 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 Rabbi Yisai. This is not, again, Peter Belt knows the mistake, and they all say that you go Vasa Shiva Zamini. This is not true. You do not go Vasa Shiva Zamini. You go Vasa Chavit.
But if it's the same bracha,
then you go Vasa Shiva Zamini.
One after the other, you make a
right, right, right. Okay, my boy says it's the same thing like this. How about if there is a simple reason why I want to eat one before the other? For example, before a meal, I need to swallow a pill. Now, we know to take a water and to swallow a pill. Do you make a broth on the water?
No.
How about if it's Coke?
Yes.
Then you do make a broth. Okay.
For Morty, it's no bother because he drinks Coke like it's water.
But a Maitza, it's a nice tasting drink. Now, the Maitza, Rabbi, let me ask you something like this. How about if I was about to eat some cookies, but I want to have a drink of Coke with that pill first? So I want to eat both right now. But I want to have the medicine first because I have to have the medicine before I eat.
You make a broth on the Coke.
I want to make a broth on the Coke. Plus, you make a broth on the Coke. But over here, I feel if we know that Mercedes comes first, because Mercedes always wins. But over here, there's a reason why I'm doing it. That's where, again, a heta that a person does not have to max in the
Kedima temple. You have to make a broth on the water and the liquid or whatever you're taking.
Yes, I'm not going to make a broth.
But it's the whole thing that you know.
If it's a sweet tasting drink, you have to make a broth.
What if you don't have a reason for drinking the soda first?
If you have no reason and you want to eat both now,
yeah.
And you're not thirsty, some people can't eat until they have a drink. You know what I mean? Like after fast, I cannot eat anything until I've drunk anything. Yeah. So I know I'm going to have a mezonis in a minute, and I'm not going to have water. So what's chat?
What is coming out of the Coke first?
No. Why? Stam? No. Kedimah Zabrochus. Kedimah Zabrochus means what I say. When you're sitting at a kiddush and you have in front of you a glass of Coke and a mezonis and you bet them one both and you want to eat them both now and there's no reason why you have to make a bracha on the mezonis first. Mezonis always wins.
Does he want to take a drink first?
Oh, but if your mom is walking, your mom is like, schwitzing up those swordskin stairs and I need a drink. That's the same. Then you're allowed to have a drink before the mezonis.
But you can still eat a small little piece of mezonis.
I've had a small piece of bread, and then you have a drink, 100%. But the mice, you should not have a drink first, unless there's a reason why you do it. I'll give you an example, basically. Rosh Hashanah. This is the gear. Every year, the same shayla comes up. What's the shayla? Every kid comes home from Gavin, from Cheda, and they say, da-da-da, right? Well, I don't know, what happened to Abba Shiva Zaminim? You go bring out the pomegranate, then I won't eat the pomegranate. I want the Abba and I! What do you mean? But Abba Shiva Zaminim over here. There it is, look at the priestkin. That over here, there's a reason why I want to have the apple first. I feel if it's apple, not Shiva Zaminim. But maybe when there's a reason why, the Shabbat is a mockling that a person does not have to go. But the Kedima Sabrofus, but the mindset of Shabbat is happy with that. Why? Then you bring out the pomegranate.
Why is there no Kedima Sabrofus by Aitan Adama? A platter of food. Why is it not Kedima Zabrochus?
There is Kedima. Kedima goes Bosa Chavit. And she might make us restrain him. And we pass him
to Bosa Chavit. But by Mizanus and Chahakol, Kedima goes Bosa Mizanus.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem.
What's the reason why we should do the apple first?
What's the reason? Someone at Taina that became first on the Simonim, that's the first one, and the kid is the bitch there. What I do is I eat the pomegranate away from the Suda, and then I bring the pomegranate afterwards. Maybe I'm not having both at the same time. That's Eitz and Shemizamu.
Why doesn't Zenis come before the other one?
Because Zenis is the most individual bracha that is patterning the least amount of things. And we said the most choshe bracha is Hamoitzi. Why? Because it patterns only bread. Mizonis is even a little bit less than that, but more choshe than anything else. Why? Only Mizonis things. Right? But in Shehakol, that's everything basically.
A
goffin is after Mizonis. Okay, but before, right? Before,
right? Yeah, Mizonis, Eitz, and a goffin, you say Mizonis. Nothing to do.
Bad to do. Okay, what you say? Back to what you say. Somebody last year.
Okay, what you say?
Every single time you have on your plate a piece of chicken and some rice. Let's say pasta noodles. What about you make first, nobody say? You don't want the noodles. You must make a broccoli as well as the one is close. Right? This is so nogela.
You want to eat the chicken first?
Why? No.
Give us a broccoli, tell me the Zonis wins.
Rabbi said this is nogela all the time. You get on your plate a bereka and some salad. What do you make first?
Bereka.
The bereka. It's about the poshet. Unless you have a real reason why eating the salad, but not stuff as you want to. That's going to go back to you. Again, this halacha of chovin, that what you want to do is not by everything. It's only by the case of an eitz and a doma. When you have both of them, this already is going to make
what
you
want. What about gala and a piece of gizkel?
Okay, this was the Ben Again Shaila. You go to a Kiddush, and they serve you a piece of chocolate cake and a piece of Lokshin Kegel.
Is that what you had?
No. Which brother comes first?
Same brother.
Same brother. She was Armenian. Where's she
coming? We used to get big chunks of chocolate cake and pasta.
Food or drink?
There's no chilim b'chlal. 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 There's no chilim b' If you have a food and you have a drink, food always wins. Next time, Rabbi Yisai. And your Gaban came up to me last for Erev Tu Bishvat. He said to me, "Achav a Shaila Moedik." What was the Shaila? It's a Moedik Shaila. He said he wants tonight to make a bracha on a pomegranate. Shachiyuni.
No.
On a pomegranate. Very good. What's the problem? He said, "No. Last Shabbos, I got pomegranate juice, and I drank pomegranate juice last Shabbos. So how now can I make a bracha?" I said, "If you're talking about pomegranate juice, that pomegranate juice never saw pomegranate in its life. Therefore, what's happened?" No, he said to me, "No. Especially squeezed pomegranate juice." He took pomegranate and he squeezed it in a can or a jar. Why? Because that juice that you drank before was nothing compared to the real pomegranate you're having right now. Like we said, if a person has canned strawberries and I'm having pomegranates, it's
a
bit. How about if you have on the table pomegranate juice and Coke? Who wins? Orbach told me that Epsha, there's a big mocker in, made the bracha first on the pomegranate juice before the Coke, because the Mason is a minor to it. Come today, we'll argue with him right now. We'll go now, we'll argue with him. Today I'm going to the Shaila. This is today's Shaila with him. Wearing on your wrist. The other shadow carrying on Shabbos until Eruv. It's in. Wrenching is slightly different. Why? Because it doesn't do anything to your body. It has no shimush to the body. And he said that if a person goes like this on Shabbos, it's
Why? He took off his tzitzit when he went in the street.
Right.
He was choshed that maybe his tzitzit would become torn, it would be puzzle. If it's puzzle, he's carrying it.
Right.
What do you mean?
I'm going to put the Viscarova in the street.
If you wear your jacket over your shoulders, like your sleeves, you're chayiv misa.
On Shabbos,
you go like this, you're chayiv misa. Most poskim are choyduk on him, you should know. Most poskim hold it's mutter, there's no shayla whatsoever.
On Shabbos, you wear your jacket like
Moshe. Rabbi, I'm finishing now because I have a penis dish coming up. I want to say one of the kudim. Rabbi, please just give me 2 minutes of silence. Give me 2 minutes of silence. People are about to, people are on the Zalzal in the bed. They wore Shabbos clothes. It's the Gemara because as a Yontav Be'etzem, we don't say Tachlis or Choshev Zak. We know the Maises, and Lashonah sometimes, even Lashonah for the Yid himself, is a din on the person, could be. Now, the Maises person has to know also, it's the famous school everybody knows, we daven for the Eshev. We spoke at the Bnei Hedek of Bnei Soscha. Bnei Soscha said, why does the Mishnah in Lashonah say, Elon? Why doesn't it say Elon Nice? And the Maises is going on the Eshev tree. Now, I want to explain, first of all, what's trapped the Eshev? And people have to know, when it comes to Sukkot, everyone's running around and crying, right? They haven't got the nice Eshev, if you want this one, with a black bonnet. You have to realize, they didn't daven to Bishvah. Poshut, you have to daven. Chacham Eilu Roshu, you have to daven. Now, Rabbi Isai, there's the famous Maisa with the Kotzka, the Kotzka Rebbe. The Kotzka Rebbe was once sitting by the Tish, and there was a big usher over there, and the Maisa, he called over the usher, and he had hailing on the herring table, right? And herring. And the Maisa, inside the herring is what? Eggs. What are eggs? Roe. In Yiddish it's called Reigen. That's what the Yiddish word for the eggs over there. No, similar. He called over the Osher and he said, Osher, it's Reigen, eat the Reigen. And he ate it. I was wondering, what's going on? What's he doing? Please. What's he doing over here? What's the Kotzka doing, Bechlal? I don't understand what he's doing. Rosh Hashanah, he found out there was a major shortage in Esregim. And now he was telling the Osher, Esregim. That's what he was telling him. That was the Maisa. But Boisa, another Maisa knew you with this Maisa. And this Maisa was with the Chernobyl of the Rebbe Chosid. He was going on the way to buy his Rebbe, Chernobyl Rebbe, a Esreg for Yontem. He buys his Rebbe, beautiful Esreg, and he goes on the way. Then he realizes, oh, I'm going to pass vision. How can I not go past mission without buying the Rebbe and Esrog? Then as he goes, and he says, I'll buy the Rebbe and Esrog. And he goes and buys him a beautiful Esrog. And it comes out that this Esrog was nicer than the one that he bought originally for his Rebbe. Right? So he decides, what's he going to do? He's going to swap. He'll swap the Esrog that he did for the one new one. So he goes into the Mishnah Rebbe. He says, Rebbe, I bought you an Esrog. Now this was the one originally for his Rebbe, right? It wasn't so nice. The Rebbe looks at it. He's thinking, looking. This is not my Esrog. Are you sure this is mine? Say this again, the other one. He goes back to his Rebbe, Trumpet Rebbe. And Trumpet looks at it, who touched this Esrog? Unbelievable. What's going on? He's Zadikim. He tells them all story. He didn't understand.
Who touched this?
The Rebbe said like this. Said the Rebbe, I said, you have to realize, when a Rebbe davens for an Esrog, right, what's pshat? An Esrog is kavon of the lave, right? So the Rebbe, when he davens on Tu B'Shvat, he looks into his lave. He sees, what am I, right? Who am I? What type of Esrog I'm going to get? And he saw this man, what Esrog he's going to be zeichah to. He comes along this Esrog, and he said, inferior. This is not what I was zeichah to. And he starts thinking, has my nefesh actually did something wrong? I don't know. And he couldn't find anything wrong. And really it was positive to him that he cannot, this cannot be his Esrog. have to check some chat over there, right? Now, which the person has to know. What is the godness of an Esrog? The Gemara in Sukkah tells us what? That the only fruit that the tree and the fruit taste, the same. Zut the Chassidus Shosvon, the Chassidus Shosvon being done like this.
What about purple one?
No, it's not the same, not the same. That the Maisa, the tree is the vehicle. The tree is connected to Guf. The fruit is connected to the Shama. Rabbeinu, all of us have a Guf pointing us one way, and a Shama pointing us another way. We don't know two ways, it's like Esrog! That we want the Guf and the Neshama to be equal, to be going in the same direction. None of the Guf should be taking us one way, and the Neshama taking us another way. And maybe that's why the Tumish on the right side, we don't have an Esrog, a person should know, is a Choshev, a minute, cloudy soul for a person to bet him to daven for an Esrog, and a Maisa person should daven well, so when it comes to Sukkot, he'll get the Gevaldik Esrog on the right side.